Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 13th of May. Investors are inclined to view US President Trump's retreat from trade taxes with China as being significant, not just for the retreat itself, but as a signal of how quickly the US might retreat from taxing imports from other countries. Trump has suggested that taxes against China could rise again in the future, but at least for now, markets are not inclined to take this threat as being terribly credible. The US blinked several times in the trade standoff, and tariff reversals seem likely to happen faster than markets had anticipated. However, the trade tax retreat does leave three issues. First, and most noticeably, US consumers still face one of the largest tax increases in modern times. Tariffs are not disappearing, and the taxes on imports from China are high by the standards of history. Second, uncertainty has already done economic damage. The uncertainty reflects more than just trade policy, but it does seem to have halted a reasonable amount of domestic US investment decision-taking. Third, the de minimis exemption for low-value goods being imported into the United States does not appear to have been reinstated in the negotiations with China. That means that US consumers will face higher prices in reality, but these prices will not be reflected in the official consumer price inflation data unless the Bureau for Labor Statistics starts using Temu as a source for pricing figures. Spending power for low and middle income consumers will be reduced. The combination of all these factors means that the United States is likely to continue to experience weak growth this year, and the promise of the soft landing scenario, evident at the end of last year, is now unlikely to happen. US consumer price inflation data is unlikely to show much of the trade tax disruption, as it covers the month of April. The impact of tariffs will start to be felt in June or probably July data. Only where there has been some profit-led inflation or firms choosing to anticipate tariffs is there going to be any kind of impact. Of course, recession fears will have helped to contain some energy prices, but the market consensus is actually for a rather uninteresting report today. The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Confidence Survey is not of a great deal of economic use, but its history as a business sentiment poll that leans towards the Republican viewpoint is a way of seeing whether economic reality is overwhelming the partisan median bubbles that dominate the United States. Europe also has sentiment evidence with the ZEW poll from Germany. This surveys economists and professional forecasters, and there may possibly be a bias to the pessimistic there. While trade tariffs are now in retreat, most professional forecasters grasp the economic benefits of free trade. Moving away from that state towards a more economically damaging set of policies might provoke a stronger reaction from economists, outraged that their prophecies are being ignored. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.